Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now on the program, Therese Mudgway joins us, and we're talking health. We like these segments. Michael,
we sure are.
Looking excited.
I am, and it's all about getting your energy back. Welcome to the show, Therese.
Hello, gentlemen. My energy's always pretty good, but I've got some really good skills and tools that I use to keep my energy pretty high, whether I'm in Noosa or whether I'm in Sydney.
Now, what's polarity all about?
Polarity is based around your energy. So we are all negatively and positively charged, yeah?
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
So we are energetic beings. And because we're energetic beings, we get affected by a lot of different things. And in kinesiology, there's a thing that we call balancing the polarity, because people's polarity can often go out. So there's too much negative energy charge or too much positive energy charge, or the balance of the energy charge, whether it be negative or positive, can sometimes go out. So although we're negatively and positively charged, you can break the body down into different parts. Like the front of the body is more positively charged and the back more negatively charged. The left side is more negatively charged and the right side is more positively charged. So if you break down the body into quadrants, there are different charges. So your one finger is negative, the next one is positive, the next one is negative, the next one is positive.
So for the person listening at home, would they know that they're negative or positive, or is that something you pick up during the treatment?
It would be something we'd pick up during the treatment, and that you're not negative or positive, you have both.
Right.
But sometimes what can happen is your polarity can go out, and this can be due to stress, it can be due to being around magnets or computers or near telephone towers or power lines. Because if you think of anything that's energetically charged, whether it be positive or negative, it's going to have an impact on us because we are energetic beings.
So can you walk into a space and tell if it's negatively charged or an environment isn't a healthy environment?
Well, you can. You absolutely can. But if you want to know whether your polarity is out, a really good place to look is, okay, do I feel overwhelmed a lot? Does my brain get scrambled? Do I feel a little bit off balance? Another key indicator is dyslexic tendencies, because another word that they use for, that we use for polarity, is it can cause what we call deep switching in the brain. So the brain gets a little bit scrambled. Disconnection, when you're feeling disconnected from yourself, or you're feeling a bit lost, not in flow with life. So it kind of gives you a picture where your brain just goes overwhelmed. I often talk to clients and say it's kind of like you feel like you're trying to drink from a fire hose.
Yeah, I get
life's it. Just coming at you.
The polarity thing, I can sense that. Recently, a few of us went out to radio transmitter site, right? And the energy out there is unbelievable. Now, some people felt really sick.
Yeah,
whereas absolutely. Brian and I were standing there and he said, isn't it great to be basked in energy? It had no effect on me. I loved it.
Yeah, but you are made of metal. You're like the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz.
But some people really have real bad reactions to
but
that
stuff. But
I don't
think that's good for your health.
No, I agree with
you, course it's
Michael.
Not. That's why.
Think about mobile phones.
Yeah. Don't talk about that now. Well, that's been interesting talking about polarity. I'm feeling off balance all of a sudden.
But... Yeah, well...
And I've learned a new word for sugar. No.
No.
No,
Thanks for being on the show.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.